You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Mr. Paul Burkett, a sales expert and entrepreneur who is known for his successful health and well-being businesses and consultancy, PB Life. Paul is also about helping people fail forward and go after their dreams. Mr. Burkett, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, hi, great to be here.
You're more than welcome and certainly appreciate your time this morning. So I understand you've had some incredible experiences, 20 years building businesses and running a sales organization, fitness, travel, ups and downs. What has been some of the highlights of your journey, if you don't mind touching on some of those?
I think you've hit on it already. I mean, business is a journey, and I've been very, very lucky to travel globally around the world and worked in nearly every major continent and worked with young, motivated entrepreneurs. And because of that, I get to meet so many different people from so many different backgrounds. But everyone, wants to work hard. Everyone's ambitious. Everyone's driven. And I'm a great plagiarizer. I just steal all the great ideas from all those people around the world. And I think that's probably been the thing that I've been able to do. And if I'm working in North America, I pick up some great ideas there. If I'm working in Europe, I pick up some great ideas there. And as I'm traveling around, I'll share a great idea that works in Scandinavia in North America, and I'll share an idea in North America that works in India. And I've been a very good conduit for that information over the years. So I think the big thing for me is the fact I've been able to travel. Not stay in one spot, always living at airports, I think, a lot of the time, and, able to share that knowledge with those young entrepreneurs that I come into contact with.
It is a fact. There's nothing like being able to travel whenever you want, wherever you want, and working and living wherever you want. There is no price tag on that. That is for sure. What are some of the biggest lessons that you have learned in the art of mastering sales? Love to hear some of the details there.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is learning from your mistakes. I think, a lot of people in sales, typically we're very ego-driven. I know for myself, I'm always typically right. And the hardest thing sometimes is as a salesperson and as an entrepreneur is recognizing when you make mistakes and acknowledging, hey, here's the mistake and what are the lessons I can learn from it. We typically aren't very good at seeking advice in relation to, hey, can you tell me where I'm all going wrong? Our bravado takes over, and I think so often you need to be willing and able to accept the advice that's given to you. So often, I'm just in the gym at the moment, and I was giving out advice to people on an 8-week challenge, and I'm like, okay, so what's your goals? What are you looking to do? You're looking to gain lean muscle. You're looking to lose weight. And people are like, well, my goal is to do this, and I'm like, great. Well, you're going to have to do this. And, I was looking at people and like, what do you mean I need to give up alcohol for 8 weeks? So I'm like, well, okay, well, let's not give up alcohol, but let's just restrict our alcohol. And they're like, well, do I have to do that? I'm like, well, if you want to get results, yes, you do. So often in sales and, young entrepreneurs, I find that, they know what they need to do. They know what they have to do, but they're just going to make a conscious decision to start it. And a lot of it comes down from maybe some of the lessons that they've learned. And they made the same mistake and they made it over and over again. And over the last 25 years in business, I've seen people make the same mistakes. People are making the mistakes that I made. So that's why I like sharing it. It's like, hey, look, you want to go from here to here, you're going to have to act on certain processes and some systems along the way. And I find so often that people, know what they need to do, but just don't apply it. So there's lessons to be learned, but the most important thing is to act upon those lessons and get some advice along the way.
And that is some sound advice right there. Now, you've worked with thousands of entrepreneurs over the years, consulting and coaching them. What are some of the biggest mistakes people make when trying to achieve their business and career goals that you've seen?
Oh, I think, again, I love the questions because the answers typically are always in the question, because I find that people sometimes try too much. They're trying to do everything and please everyone. You're trying to be a good parent. You're trying to be a great father. You're trying to be a great brother or sister. You're being a great family guy. You're trying to look after your business goals and achieve your company goals. You're trying to look after your personal goals and trying to look after your health. You're trying too much. And often my advice to people is just focus on doing one thing really well. And, you know, if that's right now you're in business, you know, let's just focus on some really simple, measurable goals you can work on. And in many cases, whenever I work with people, I just sit them down and go, okay, cool. What is the process and the system that we need to be following? And really breaking things down and making things really simple about, okay, so what is it that we have to do? For example, if a fitness thing, it's like a little, you know, calorie deficit. You know, you're eating too many calories. If you restrict your calories, you're going to lose weight. It's a simple process. You know, a lot of people talk about weight loss, like, you know, how do I lose weight? You know, calorie deficit. If you consume more calories than than you burn off, you're going to put on weight. It's a simple process. You know, if in your business, you know, you don't have any systems, you don't have the process, you need to kind of do the fundamentals and the basics first. For me, a big part of my success, and when I look at people and I see people in business and I see people in life, I'm like, you don't seem to be like you're enjoying yourself. And that's a big part of me. You know, the last some of the challenges I've had is my business went nowhere and it didn't grow because fundamentally, I wasn't in a place of happiness. And, you know, so you've got to make sure that you're doing something, and if your business needs to be something that you actually enjoy. And so often I see people that their life's not happy and their career's not moving ahead. And sometimes I look and say, well, are you in that career path that's enabling you to be happy? Well, maybe you do a shift. And I've shifted and pivoted, you know, a dozen times in my career, typically stayed around sort of sales and marketing, but products and services and moving around and moving with the times and finding products and services that I actually enjoy selling and marketing. But literally coming back fundamentally to making sure I have a process, I have a system to follow, you know, and if I've got the fundamentals right, the business will move ahead.
Some more fantastic information right there today. We're joined by Mr. Paul Burkett, a sales expert and entrepreneur who is known for his successful health and well-being businesses and consultancy PB Life here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Mr. Burkett, what can you tell us about your battle with a heart condition and how did that reshape your life and purpose?
I think for any entrepreneur who knows out there, you know, we work extremely hard. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people, you know, will say, hey, you've got to work hard. But sometimes you've got to know when to kind of look after yourself. And mine was literally, you know, I had a very stressful day. I was in the office and, you know, my secretary was like, are you okay? I'm okay. She said, I need to put you into the doctor. I went, no, I'm okay. And she went, no, we're going. She physically, you made me go because I wasn't going to leave the office. And sure enough, I was in the doctor's surgery. They whisked me off the hospital. And my heart had gone into what's called atrial fibrillation, which means brought on by stress. My heart had an irregular heartbeat. And, you know, they were very, very panicked because, you know, my heart wasn't beating properly. You know, and it was probably the precursor to something not good happening. And, you know, the doctor was like, look, the stress will kill you. And it's pretty confronting. And I'm like, okay, well, what can I do about it? They said, well, you need maybe to live more of a stress-free life. And I went, okay, apart from that, I run lots of businesses. What else can I do? They said, well, you've got to look after your health and you need to focus on your fitness and your well-being. And, you know, suddenly my life flashed before me. I imagined me not being around for my children. And, you know, sometimes it does take for you maybe to go into a doctor's surgery for a doctor to tell you these things. But, you know, I took that on board. I then got heavily involved into training. I then loved the training so much that I bought the gym. I got involved in health and well-being, you know, in food and nutrition. And, you know, I've really sort of seen that was probably my defining moment. And from then on in, I'm that doctor for people. I'm you know, it doesn't, you know, take going to a doctor's surgery to know that you're stressed, but to recognize that the telltale signs. And I've used exercise as kind of my medication. A lot of people have medicated through drugs. I haven't gone into any sort of drugs in relation to medicate. I've used exercise and I've used my health. And, you know, that has been the way I've actually medicated through that process. My thing is don't wait to end up in a doctor's surgery or worse. You know, there's so many people kind of let stress get the better of them, but recognize it and act upon it. Don't let the doctor be the person to tell you. And I think more often than not that people know when you're stressed. You look in the mirror, you feel stress. You know, people can see you look stressed, and certainly kind of take that advice from people and act on it. But don't wait for the doctor to do so.
Certainly great to bring focus to that and our health. Without health, you cannot be successful nor productive in any category of your life, and really appreciate your sharing that and bringing focus to that for sure. In conclusion with this and other experience of failing forward, how do you want to be able to help others to overcome the inevitable hurdles of life and business?
I want to share, because, you know, every time I was having problems, I'm like, surely someone has been through this before. Surely I'm not the first person. And I felt out there that there's a lot of people willing to share the success stories. And it's, hey, how amazing my business has grown. You know, you can't open up your Instagram feed without being bombarded with success and Lamborghinis and people succeeding. But I wasn't seeing people who maybe lost their family home. I wasn't seeing people who've, you know, had major illnesses. I wasn't seeing people who maybe lost the millions of dollars and giving advice, or maybe been through, you know, alimony or divorce and problems, and giving out practical advice and saying, hey, this is what worked for me. This is how I got through this process. This is how you can go through this process. This is how you can come out the other side. And reminding people there is another side. You know, a lot of people are aware of the damaging effect of depression and the damaging and depressive stress and anxiety. But I'm felt that in business, there's a lot of business owners, you know, we're very, very strong, and it's almost seemed to be weak to be saying, hey, I've got a problem. But, you know, I just want to make it okay for business owners to be not okay. You know, that they are the stiff upper. I'm English, so my stiff upper lip is probably the word I'd use. But, you know, that strong and that strength of character, but, you know, that vulnerability, I think, is okay too. And it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to kind of have problems and to bring those problems out in public, you know, and for people to know that you're a human being just like them. You know, it's all well and good being a human doing, but it's important to be a human being. And I think for so often in business, I was an amazing human doing. What was I doing? Where was I going? And it meant I wasn't present. I wasn't present for my children. And in many cases, I wasn't present in business too. So by focusing on actually being an amazing human being rather than an amazing human doing, I found my business, my relationships, my success, you know, has been better. And I think so often, you know, it's not about where you're doing and what you're going, but what you've got to focus on you in the now and looking after yourself in the now. And I want to help educate people in that process and helping people go through what I call the SADS, stress, anxiety, and depression, and understand you can come out the other side a better business owner because of it. I know I'm better now. 25 years in, I'm better than I was 20 years ago. Had a lot more spunk and fire back then, but now I'm a lot wiser and older. And there's lessons to be learned, and I want to share those lessons.
Mr. Burkett, certainly has been awesome to have had you with us. What an inspiration to hear from you, and I'm sure you've got a lot of folks stoked out there, ready to take action on not only their businesses, but to focus more in on their health as well. If listeners wanted to be in contact with you, where's the best place that they could get further details and be in contact with you as well?
Chase me up through PB Life.
And that certainly works. Again, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Cheerio. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Mr. Paul Burkett, a sales expert and entrepreneur who is known for his successful health and well-being businesses and consultancy, PB Life. And the hub for all the information and for contact, simply visit pblife.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.